Yirmiyah Perek Mem Dalet Pasuk Yud Aleph Le'il Nishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. The last Nebuah of Yirmiyah directed at the Jewish people is a terrifying one, because the Jewish people aren't listening. And we saw at the beginning of the previous Perek that the Jewish people are blaming Yirmiyah on political concerns and what they see in themselves they're projecting onto the Navi. Baruch Ben Eriya and Yirmiyah don't want us to go to Egypt, so they're going to find any excuse. This didn't come from God, they said openly. Wow, such low-level leaders they have, who are already scraping the bottom of the barrel because everybody else has been assassinated or killed. These guys have the temerity, have the chutzpah, to say, ah, Yirmiyah, you're not talking from God. But Yirmiyah answers them very strongly. Lochein ko amar Hashem Tzevakos Elokei Yisrael. Again, that phrase. Over and over again, it's a little bit of reassurance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still our God, the God of Israel. And in Isam Ponai Bochem Lira'ah, because you are not paying attention to what your forefathers did that ended in their destruction, because you are not paying attention to what you lost, because you are adding on top of the old sins new sins in Mitzrayim as you are burning incense to new gods that you know nothing about. But you want to be like everybody else. You want to sound like you're fitting in. Therefore, I am directing my face towards you for evil. You want Hashem's attention? You got it. But you would rather have it for bracha and for good. Think about Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, what we're asking God to do. Pay attention. Don't pay attention to our chatoyim, we say. Pay attention to us for bracha. L'hachriz es kol Yehuda. But this time now, I'm going to destroy and eradicate all of Yehuda. Till now, it was a forging process, as we've seen from many Nevi'im, the concept of purifying the silver by putting it through fire again and again and again and sloughing off the waste product so that all that's left is pure. Now it's destruction. Now it's eradication. Now we're just melting it all down. Yudbeis v'lokachtiyah she'eris Yehuda asher samu v'nehem lavo eretz Mitzrayim lagur sham. And I'm going to take this pitiful remnant of Yehuda, which set as its goal, which set its face towards a course that would take them to Egypt to live there, the Samu Chol Be'eretz Mitzrayim. And I am going to see to it that all of them, Tam, come to an end, are destroyed utterly in the land of Egypt. Yipolu Bachera Bara'ov Yitamu. They're going to fall there. By the sword, by famine, they're going to be destroyed. So Yipolu, based on the trup, is its own word. Or technically, actually, it's Be'eretz Mitzrayim Yipolu. I'm sorry, I put the comma in the wrong place. So they will fall in the land of Egypt. Bacherav Barav Yitamu. They will be destroyed by the sword, violence, famine. Mikaton V'ad Gadol. From small to great. Perhaps from young to old. Bacherav V'varav Yamusu. By the sword and by famine, they will die. And there will be an oath and a horror and a curse and a disgrace. Egyptians do not like Jews. We know that. And now, they're going to be utterly wiped out of Mitzrayim. At least this group of them. The Jewish people will not be utterly wiped out. They're still precious, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're still the chosen people. You can still possibly escape this decree. But to do that, you'd give Mula Fakarati al Yoshvim Be'eretz Mitzrayim. The decree is going to come down on all those who dwell in Egypt. I'm going to punish those who dwell in Egypt. I'm going to appoint a punishment. Pekuda. Kasher Pokarati al Yerushalayim, just as I punish those in Yerushalayim. So if you leave Egypt and you run for it, you have a chance. But again, Bacherev Barov Uvadover, by the sword, famine, pestilence, Yudalad Velo Yiyeh Palit B'Sarid L'Sh'eris Yehuda. There will be no survivor or refugee of this remnant of Yehuda, Haboyim Lagur Sham Be'eretz Mitzrayim, who went there. And it's funny, this Nevuah in Egypt, but they went there. It's still there. It's still outside. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Nevuah won't even take into account that this is being given in Egypt. He doesn't say here. He says there. Because Egypt is supposed to be a place where you are other. Egypt is supposed to be a place where you are out. So it's always there. It's never here. Lagur Sham. V'loshuv Eretz Yehuda asher hema menasim es nafsham v'loshuv v'loshev es sham. And this, despite the fact that maybe they desire to return to the land of Yehuda. So eventually, when Egypt is conquered by Nebuchadnezzar, many Jews are going to be exiled eventually to Babel, and then suddenly they're going to start to go, oh, I wish we were back in Yehuda. We want to be back in Yehuda. Now you want to be back in Yehuda, but now you have the chance to go to Yehuda, and you're refusing. Ki lo yashuvu, ki impalaitin. None except a few refugees are going to return. So if people flee Egypt before Babel comes and destroys them, they might still be saved, and they might yearn to be back in Yehuda, but they're not going to get the chance. So Lamaisa, Rashi brings down that who are the Palatim? Who are these few who managed to be refugees and escape? They are Baruch, Ben Neria, and Yirmiyahu himself. Rashi says, Yirmiyahu Baruch Chazru Misham, Ligolein, Nebuchadnezzar, Kishen Nasana, Eretz Yisrael, Biyado, Be'esrim, Bosheva, Lamalcho. So in the 27th year of his reign, Baruch and Yirmiyahu are going to end up exiled to Babylon. They're going to survive. So Lamaisa, people will survive, but not the people to whom Yirmiyahu is speaking, because they are refusing to do any tshuva and to go back. What can you possibly answer such a harsh and blatant and open criticism of all of your choices, which you know to be foolish deep in your heart of hearts? What do you answer? Some of the worst psukim we are ever going to read together. We're going to see the chutzpah, the mezuyif, the in-your-face nature of these people and their denial of everything, including somehow that Avodah Zarah is wrong, and we'll see that next time.